I'm Seamus Byrne. I work for a company called Graphic Mint. Most of the time I'm designing interfaces. A lot of the time I'm interviewing users. Today I'm here to talk about storytelling and user experience. I'm going to cover why do stories matter, the evolution of storytelling with technology, talk about UX stories, and then improving UX with storytelling. So, why do stories matter? Well, we experience life as a series of ongoing narratives, as conflicts, characters, beginnings, middles, and ends. That's according to Dr. Walter Fisher, a communications theorist, who also says that in addition to being Homo sapien, we're Homo narran, in that we're hardwired to a good story. Storytelling is the glue that holds communities together. It builds their identities, it passes on tradition, and it constructs meaning. It's no coincidence that throughout the history and evolution of technology, storytelling has made the jump with it, allowing storytellers to recraft tales in emerging new media. Let's rewind 17,000 years ago to the Lasalle Caves. Lasalle? I don't know how to say that, but the Lasalle Caves in France. It's the first recorded evidence of human storytelling, depicting cave paintings, figures, animals, humans. The oral tradition is where stories are passed on from generation to generation, verbally transmitting folk tales, sayings, chants, etc. It's most commonly referenced by the bard. A technology that came along and partially replaced the oral tradition was the written alphabet. In 850 BC, Homer the Bard writes the oldest work of Western literature, the Iliad. I don't know what monk decided to juxtapose pictorial art with text, but this came out with the Book of Kells, an illuminated manuscript, possibly the first example of graphic design and maybe the first example of a comic. In 1439, Gutenberg brought about the printing press, which again was a technology that revolutionized storytelling. It meant that more and more people had access to new and old knowledge, and it brought about a scientific revolution and the rise of the novel. Am I tapping this wrong? In the 20th century, there's a lot more familiar technologies that we have seen storytelling be reinvented for, film, television, radio, etc. And these are technologies we're getting more familiar with. Or we have been more familiar with. Linear storytelling is common to all these forms I've mentioned already, in that they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Dramatic action tends to follow a plot, and characters go through turning points, going from positive to negative, depending on the obstacles that they encounter in the way. What's unique about this format, this is what we're very hardwired to, and when we walk out of a great film or read a good book, we're very immersed in it, and immersion is the real key word. We walk away with closure. But jumping back to our timeline, in 1969, the internet was born, and this is a technology you're very familiar with, I'm sure, or you wouldn't be here. This brought about the digital age, essentially, and digital and interactive storytelling is when I started jumping on board this area through multimedia. And here we are today with the modern narrative, and the new bards are here. It's a two-way street in terms of the technology, the prevalence of mobile, and the bandwidth of broadband permits us to talk and to share stories all the time, user-generated content and feedback. What's interesting about these kinds of stories is that they're non-linear. We have the agencies as users to go whatever path we want, which is great from an interactivity point of view, but from an immersion point of view, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that the author can transmit the idea that's central over to the audience. Everyone tends to walk away with their own mosaic of truth. So the plot thickens. Narratives are literally everywhere. And with pervasive, wearable, ubiquitous computing, it's going to continue to do so. So I think it's important as a user experience designer to really think about storytelling and how we can bring that back, that immersion back into the interactivity. Sure, there's no, as we can see from today, there's no shortage of innovation with technology. But I think it's important to remember the value and the connection that storytelling brings. I'm going to start off with a typical UX designer story. So in my day-to-day job, I'll deal with a client. This could be a hospital, it could be a not-for-profit, it could be a company. But typically, they've got an ecosystem, or a story world, if you want to look at it that way. They have a brand. I look into what their brand messaging is saying. They also have a product, or service, or offering, as I like to summarize those two by. These are all the brand and the offerings are communicated through various touch points, or channels. So, from a business perspective, the stories you'll find in the business are corporate narratives, mission and vision, PR and advertising narratives, press releases, and brand narratives, communicating about the offering. What the goal is for all these stories to to bombard the public domain and reach the customer in the hope that the customer will actually buy the product or service and ultimately become a user, or buy it and give it to somebody else so they will become a user. The flip side of the coin is that these days, technology permits a lot of stories to go back and forth. So from recommendations and reviews, the stories that the business communicates may not necessarily correlate with what the actual public experiences or says. When I'm talking about user experience, I'm almost thinking that there's a customer story involved. When I'm designing the best, and I want to step back a bit as well. Before you're a user, there's a customer experience. There's a flight path that comes in to becoming a user. So it's important to think about that too. And the customer story would be the path the customer takes towards purchasing an offering. And the user story would be a path the user takes when using a product and or service. So customers have a lot of things to think about, and it gives them expectations when they purchase something. And marketing and sales are normally responsible for getting a customer to land the plane so they'll purchase the product. But like any story, there's obstacles along the way. First, they have to discover it. And when the need arises, the customer has to successfully discover and find your offering in the first place. Then they have to examine it and actually understand, yeah, this is actually for me. This connects. There's a clarity about what it says. It does. And finally, there has to be an ease and flow of the purchase experience itself. It's very important that you can get people to the till, but they might actually have a, there could be too long of a queue, or the shopping cart experience might work out. So if there's a good customer story, the sales and marketing will have ensured that they've checked all the boxes. But then the user story often begins at this time. And the user journey has been mentioned earlier. Ease of use is important, usefulness, and meaningfulness. And the expectations that were brought about from the actual customer experience will have to be fulfilled, and they'll be measured. So it's very important that marketing and product development or design have a connection and correlate with each other. This is typical of the way stories are bombarded. So they're going in all trajectories in every which way direction. But I think user experience design, you have to not look beyond the user to the customer and see exactly what you have to understand what all the stories are and be the conduit between the two worlds. And storytelling can greatly help in this, in keeping it simple. Ultimately, what you want is a love story between your client and their customers, because that builds a true connection based on real need that's being met. And you can't beat that. And that's what your user experience can really help with. It increases the chances of brand loyalty and also offering adoption in the terms of products and services. Okay. It's not just about customers or users. It's a life cycle that starts with the general public and goes all the way to advocate. This is another story. So where does it all go wrong? Well, I see it like a funnel. And it's important that user experience designers embrace the entire life cycle and look across all touch points and moments in this life cycle. For example, poor advertising, unclear content, faulty shopping cart, and not an easy-to-use app could be examples of why we're losing people along the way to get to one advocate. And you want advocates because they actually promote your product because they genuinely love it. So what can we do to unleash the storyteller in us all? Well, first of all, you've got to unearth the story experience, and that sounds pretty hippie, but what you have to do is just approach it from a traditional storytelling point of view, where if you were a play director and you approach a script, you start mapping out what the given circumstances are. If it's, you know, the Plough and the Stars, you're going to look at Dublin in early 19th century. I think it's the early 19th century, but my point is you're going to see what the climate was, what the political situation was, etc. And Des was talking about it earlier in terms of understanding and researching your constituents. So mapping the story world out, like I did earlier, you map the ecosystem and identify the touch points. You understand the domain and the given circumstances and your audience. Then you start to research the characters. What are the customer wants and goals? What are the user goals? And there may be different types, and they may have different reasons. So we want to make sure that we understand these as characters. And then you outline the basic plot. So you craft a story designed to provide customers with an optimal beginning, middle, and end. You may not accomplish it, but at least it's putting you in a better vision than you would if you didn't do this. And essentially, it comes down to removing their obstacles, getting rid of minuses and bringing in pluses, turning negative experiences to positive experiences, and removing tension and making it most of the times quicker for people really works. And then finally, once you know what the story is, you can set the stage and use every element from visual design, information architecture, and interaction design, the choices available to the user, and the arrangement to support the main story. Because, like I said earlier, if you think of the non-linear storytelling experience as allowing people to have their own path, that's great and fine. But I think we need to encompass it with a central idea that supports the use of the product and or service and the brand. And one more slide. Share the script. It's very important that you actually, you know, tell people about it too. If you go to the trouble of doing this research and writing it all down and understanding users, talk to the marketing department, talk to the product development team, talk to the development team. Get everybody involved because they're very useful artifacts that help get everyone on the same page. Ultimately, why use storytelling? It provides a deeper meaning, enhancing user-centered design with another layer of relevance. You have an automatic advantage because, as humans, we're hardwired to storytelling, especially the more linear aspects from the linear form. Emotional response creates positive reactions and it will increase adoption. And ultimately, a cohesive experience is harmonic, holistic, and end-to-end, and it creates a more unified overall experience. Essentially, storytelling and your story and experience are more or less the same thing. I've been going over this topic for a few years now, and I'm at the stage where I'm actually beginning to think there's not much difference between the two. Because we all define ourselves in terms of our experience, and that's our story. Okay, Seamus Byrne is me, at Seamus Byrne. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me after this or get in touch with me on Twitter. Thanks. Bye.